Trent Crim, Tough Cookie. Written by Flower Fan and read by Hello Moon. Summary. Trent wakes up in the hospital to find Ted sitting beside him. Trent isn't sure where he is. Everything hurts and he can't seem to move. There's a soft beeping noise near his ear and an astringent odor in the air. He tries to speak, but all that comes out is a dry croak. Hey now, you're okay. A hand lands on his shoulder, and Trent blinks, sees Ted peering at him, looking uncharacteristically worried. Trent mumbles at him, and Ted shakes his head.
Nah, don't try to talk. You're pretty banged up, but you're gonna be okay.
The hand on his shoulder pets him gently. It doesn't hurt there. Trent tries to concentrate on what Ted is saying, but his words fade away to just a soothing rhythm. It's nice. Despite the circumstances, Trent relaxes. When Trent wakes again, he manages to open his eyes and look around. He's obviously in hospital, in a pale pink room with the expected machines and instruments scattered about. He can wiggle his toes and move his legs. One hand is somewhat immobilized. Unfortunately, he discovers the hard way. His head throbs unsettling when he tries to sit up. Ted is in the chair next to his bed, folded over his arms, hair sticking every which way. He's fast asleep. Trent wants to talk to him, but once again, sleep overtakes him all too quickly. Later, a nurse prods him awake without even an apology, and Trent grumbles at her, trying to get some information. But she either doesn't understand him or doesn't want to take the time to talk. Then Ted sidles over in his rumpled Richmond fleece and aims that lasso grin at her, and she denies to speak to him, explaining what she's doing and that the doctor will be coming by soon. When the nurse takes her leave, Ted sits back down in his chair, scooting it close to the bed and wincing at the squeak. What happened to me? Trent forces the words out, although it feels like he's talking with a mouthful of cotton. Ted holds a plastic cup of water out, and Trent nods carefully, mouth finding the straw and taking a sip.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Ted says automatically, putting the cup back. Trent clears his throat. Come on, tell me. Can't be that bad. You took a dive down the steps of the stadium, Ted says. He inhales and lets his breath out in a slow, even stream. Landed on your shoulder and the side of your head, more or less. You've got some impressive bruises on your face. Ted reaches out, his touch feather light, across Trent's cheek. Amazingly, no broken bones. Just a sprained wrist. Trent Crim, Tough Cookie. Trent twitches his bandaged hand and winces, and Ted nods in sympathy. Yeah, it'll hurt for a while, but it could have been a whole lot worse. From the sound of it, that's an understatement, and Trent pushes away the thought of cracked ribs and spinal injuries. Instead, he focuses on the man in front of him, who clearly hasn't left his side in quite some time, and who is handling the situation rather well for someone who has anxiety issues of his own. He's not sure what to say. Embarrassingly, what comes out is, "I appreciate you being here," which is just a little too close to Ted's signature phrase for comfort. Of course. Ted says, looking past Trent out the window. Where else would I be? He's quiet for a long moment, and Trent is drowsing, almost asleep, when he hears Ted speak. You scared the heck out of me. The next time Trent wakes up, the lights are dim, and he's got that middle-of-the-night emptiness in his chest. Ted has his head resting on the side of the bed next to Trent's unbandaged hand. Trent carefully reaches over and strokes Ted's hair. It's softer than it looks. Ted tilts his face towards Trent and blinks at him. You should be sleeping. You should be in your own bed. The force of this statement is weakened by the fact that Trent is still running his fingers through Ted's hair. You know, Ted says, sitting up and taking Trent's hand in his, easy as could be. There's a trope in a particular kind of story where the main character wakes up after an accident and doesn't remember all that's happened with the person he cares about. Turns out they were in a relationship and he doesn't even know. Is that what's going on here? Trent asks, surprised. He doesn't think he has any memory loss, but of course that could just be because of the memory loss.
Nah,
Ted says. He locks eyes with Trent, nervous but earnest. You fell before I ever got up the guts to ask you on a date, but I'm gonna do it, soon as you're feeling better.
Promise?
Trent asks, a little breathless.
Yeah, I do, Ted says. I never thought I'd have one of those rom-com moments where you only realize how much you care about someone when it's too late. But I did, when I saw you lying there on the steps. My God, Trent, you were still a stone. There was blood in your hair.
Ted breaks off, scrubs his face with his hand, and clears his throat.
Sorry. Anyway,
he continues, sucking in air.
Now that I've had that rom-com moment of self-discovery, which I must say is horribly overrated and not something to recommend, I know what to do.
What's that?
Ted takes another deep breath. He gives Trent a hopeful little smile, and he leans in close.
This, if it's okay?
Trent nods and angles his chin up, letting Ted brush their lips together. It's soft and sweet and lovely, and Trent wishes it could go on forever, but it's only a moment or two before he feels himself drifting back off to sleep. If this is a dream, it's a good one, he thinks. He hopes it's not a dream. He wants it to be real.
Not to worry, sweetheart, he hears Ted say.
It is.
The end.